This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews this morning. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings, even though Sam ain't here. I'm speaking for him. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. You hear that music, you know we're going to be talking to Jason Longshore. He is in a city that I have been to before. I don't know how to describe it other than to say it's old. It is one of the oldest cities. And I'm not talking like, you know, Boston and those places up and down, you know, where the pilgrims landed. I'm saying for being where it is, it has got a certain sort of feel to it. Plus, it's muggy. Mm. Off the Mississippi River, man. And then there are parts of it that are magical. So I just don't know how to just describe St. Louis, but that is where Jason Longshore is. He's with Atlanta United. Jason, have you spent any time in St. Louis before?
I have, but I'm not there yet. I'm actually still in Atlanta because I am flying to St. Louis here in about an hour and a half, Okay. And we'll be there for the game tonight.
Okay, but you don't have any thoughts? I was trying to explain what that city is like.
It's been a while since I've been there. I've been to a soccer coaches convention there a while back, and it was in January, and it was before this season's game in Toronto. It was the coldest temperatures I've ever been in. I think that's the thing that has always jumped out to me about St. Louis is it will get very, very cold in wintertime, but Then it's going to be very, very hot in the summer.
Oh, it's muggy hot, man. You get that sticky stuff coming off the Mississippi River. Oh, forget about it. Anyway, Jason, I get to say something to you for the first time this entire season, and I get to say it. I'm glad that Sam isn't saying it. I get to say it. Today, the coach of Atlanta United is going for back-to-back victories. Haven't had a chance to say that to you, and we hope it happens. But this, of course, being Rob Valentino's chance to do it. But still, that's an uptick, buddy.
Yeah, look, we've talked about it for a long time now. It's felt like it's been right there, and it's just been the little things in these matches that have caused Atlanta United's record to be what it is. You know, it's been some challenges with injuries and all the different things that we've talked about, but ultimately it comes down to moments in game. And the moment from Thiago Almada in D.C. was just absolute sheer brilliance. It's something that there's very few players in the world who have that ability to make that happen. And then the reason why that can decide the game is your back line and your goalkeeper. Brad Kazan made just a ridiculous save at the end of that match. Your back line kept a clean sheet. Three of your five players that were on the back line on Wednesday night all came up through your academy and are homegrowns. So it was a complete performance, but then you had the moments on top of it to get that result. You're going to need that kind of thing again tonight. St. Louis, they make life difficult for you. They're a team that doesn't really want much of the ball. They're going to try to give you the ball and then turn it over and get kind of cheap opportunities, get quick 2v1s. That's what they look for, and you've got to be very careful with the ball and how you handle things.
This is Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jason, get ready to get on the flight. Get up to St. Louis, Atlanta United versus St. Louis. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we've got the pre-kick for you at 7:30. Kick at 8:30.
Jason, you talked about Thiago Almada creating that great moment in the 79th minute of the last match against D.C. to secure that 1-0 victory. He is out due to yellow card accumulation for this match. Obviously, Yorgos Giakoumakis is gone now after being transferred to Cruz Azul. Who is going to be that guy? And I know you talked about Brad Guzan and the back line doing what they needed to do to help create that moment for Thiago Almada. But who is going to be the guy today that fans need to look out for to create that moment, to create that, I don't want to say Thiago Almada moment, but to create that moment to where you get the goal in the back, you get the ball in the back of the net. Who is going to be the guy that the Five Stripes will look to create that moment tonight?
It's a good question, and I think it's kind of twofold because you've got to replace Thiago Almada, and how you do that might not be the person that you're asking to step up in the situation. You might go a little bit different direction. And this is going to be an interesting one for Rob Valentino because no team has a replacement for a guy like Thiago Almada. You don't have that guy sitting on the bench that can do the things that Thiago Almada does. So you're not going to be able to replace him like for like. The closest like for like you have is Nick Firmino, who is capable of spectacular moments. He's got that in him, but he's still breaking into the first team in this league. I think it could be somebody like Jay Fortune coming off the bench tonight to play in that midfield, but then the spectacular moments, those 1v1s, you got to look at somebody like Shonda Silva. Shonda has scored in two of his last three games. He has been kind of up and down this season, and it was the same thing last season when he joined last summer. When he is on, he is as talented in a 1v1 situation as anybody you'll find coming off of the wing or playing centrally like he did in D.C. But the times when he's not on, he works hard, but he's not giving you anything on the ball. So you need that really good performance from Shonda Silva tonight. And look, if you're not getting that, you're going to have to manufacture some things. It might be Caleb Wiley making runs forward from the left. It might be Brooks Lennon from the right. I think Daniel Rios and Jamal Tiare are both two very good, hardworking forwards who can be counted on in important moments. We've seen Rios get on the back of the net here lately. We saw Tiare on a heater earlier this season. It's a lot of different players in a night like this one where you don't have Almada and that singular brilliance. You're going to need a few different guys to step up to replace him.
Jason, has anything changed as far as schematically, as far as game planning goes?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Rob Valentino now being in, at least for right now, in the interim status, or has it kind of been like last time he filled in as an interim and he just kind of injected life and injected a new energy into the squad? So has he changed anything schematically, or has he just been able to find a way to get more out of his players since he stepped in into the head coach department?
I think Rob Valentino's done a great job in managing the players in the group. I think being on the staff previously and having really strong relationships with the roster, he knows what buttons to push. I mean, you guys know in sports, I think the old adage was, you know, we treat everybody the same. That's not how it works anymore. You got to know, like, which guys might need to be yelled at, which guys might need to have that arm put around the shoulder. It's different for different players, and Rob Valentino is clued into that, how to treat these guys, and again, what buttons to push to get the best out of them. Tactically, I mean, you haven't had a lot of time to really make any dramatic changes, and
right.
To be perfectly honest, tactics weren't the problem. And it's one of those things, and I've talked about it a ton with Gonzalo Pineda's time. He had a lot of bad luck go against him. He had a lot of injuries. He had a lot of things go against him. I know the easy thing from the outside is yell about tactics, but nothing has dramatically shifted. I think you've had to shift some things due to personnel right now, and you're probably going to have to do that again tonight. You know, we saw three center backs down in Miami, and it worked well. We saw it against Charlotte. It didn't work well. We saw it in D.C. It worked well. So that's something we had seen previously. It's about a little bit of just being on notice. You know, when a manager loses their job, the new coach bounce is a cliche that always comes up. The reason for that to me is it becomes then readily apparent that jobs are on the line. And I said it going into that decision after the Charlotte game, you know, Gonzalo Pineda didn't get the performances from players that he needed to keep his job. So now you're getting performances from players that not just in that, oh, wow, somebody lost their job. It's, well, somebody else has got to be next if the performances don't change and the results don't change. So I don't think it's about tactics. I think you're going to see over a long period of time some evolution in the way the team plays. But in the short term, it's about being on notice, and it's time to turn this around. And if players and people want to stay here in the future, you got to perform. And you got that kind of a performance in D.C.
It's Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. He's on the call with Mike Conte, Atlanta United at St. Louis, pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:30. Tell us about this St. Louis team.
It's a team that is kind of like the New York Red Bulls from about 5 years ago. They are a team that does not want the ball. They will play long. They will try to then either win the second ball or play a press and try to turn you over in your own half. They don't create chances from those individual qualities on the ball and build up play. It's about turning you over in a bad spot and having a 2v1 go into goal quickly. So if you're Atlanta United, you got to be ready for that fight tonight. It's a different kind of game. DC was direct, but they do things a little bit differently. St. Louis, every time you have the ball at your feet, you have to be ready for somebody to step to you defensively, and it might be two guys stepping to you defensively. So you've got to be very smart with the ball. If that means at times giving St. Louis the ball and saying, hey, you guys aren't comfortable playing with the ball at your feet, let's flip the table on you and see how you handle it. I think you're going to see some of that at times tonight. It might not be the most rhythmic game. There might not be a ton of long strings of possession from either team, but if you're Atlanta United, to me, it's about field position. You want the game played in St. Louis's defensive half. And if that means you got to be a little more direct to get there and try to pin them in, I think that's the way to go. So a couple of individual talents in Edward Leuven and Joel Klaus up top, Leuven in the midfield. Roman Berkey in goal is one of the top goalkeepers in the league. But St. Louis, it's about the collective and it's about the way that they play. And they had a good first season. I think they've been found out a little bit this year, but their backs are against the wall, just like Atlanta's were a few weeks ago, you know, and Atlanta's probably still are, to be perfectly honest. Two teams that really need 3 points tonight. So I'm expecting a fighting kind of a night, maybe not the prettiest of nights on the field.
Jason, I do wonder, this is going to be the Five Stripes' first time ever playing in City Park Stadium, second time ever, I believe, just playing St. Louis, but first time playing in St. Louis. Is it going to be a factor at all of them never playing on that pitch before, never playing in that stadium before? Is that a factor at all, or is that not really the case?
No, it's not a factor. It's the first time against St. Louis City. They played the old St. Louis FC in the Open Cup in 2019 in their run to the title. But it's more, not really the stadium itself, but it's just a tough place to go in and play. It's one of the great new stadiums in the country. Fan base is incredible. It's going to be loud. It's going to be intense. You got to take the sting out of that a little bit. And I've always felt like this team over the years has played better in these kinds of environments where it just gets your energy up. When you play in stadiums and against some teams that, look, their fans aren't the most energized. It's kind of flat, and it's tough to get up for those games. This kind of game, you're up for because those fans are going to be on top of you. They're going to be screaming their heads off. And you've got to shut them up. And I think you do that by flipping the table on St. Louis and making them try to play with the ball.
Hey, speaking of shutting some people up, what's up with Argentina popping off about Mercedes-Benz Stadium turf?
I did not see massive issues watching the game live in the building.
Yeah.
Going back and studying it a little bit, yeah, there were a few spots. There was a couple passes on the ground that was a little bumpy. It's a process, and look, if you come from other countries where soccer is in, not in a different position in terms of importance, but just the number one thing. Like, if you go play in Buenos Aires at Boca Juniors or River Plate Stadium, it's a soccer stadium. That's all they do.
Right.
Mercedes-Benz is not that. Mercedes-Benz is an entertainment venue that had the Rolling Stones recently, has had Atlanta United, has the Falcons. You have to have a surface that is flexible. That's why it is an artificial surface. The process now is to learn how to make that feel better every time as you get ready for the World Cup, which is a whole different setup.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to add. Are they going to use what the turf that, you know, Atlanta United uses, artificial, or are they going to stick grass in there?
It's grass. It's got to be grass for the World Cup, but it's a whole different setup. You're talking about months and months of preparation, not a few days. Now, from talking to people at the stadium, this, again, it's a process. You can't replicate what that grass looks like. There's no venue to, like, model this.
Right.
So you're learning every time around, and you want to make it better every time around. We'll see how it plays for Thursday when the U.S. men's national team is in there against Panama.
All right, Jason. Listen, man, I appreciate it as always. You have a safe flight up there, and just get a win. Get another one up there for us. And Sam would say, Sam would always end with, get us a victory up there.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go get some toasted ravioli now. See ya.
There you go. Toasted ravioli? That don't sound too bad.
I was about to say, that sounds actually pretty good.
That sounds pretty good. Anyway, there you go. Atlanta United once again at St. Louis. Pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:30. We got John Franke coming up top of the hour. We're going to turn things over to him. We got some unfinished business to take care of. I want to thank everybody for letting us be a part of this morning, but thank you, Dylan, again, and Noel for stepping up the games today with Mr. Crenshaw being out. I've had a blast, but we're not done yet. Sam and Greg with Dylan, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.